Prepare to discard your mental blinders. Counterthink with Mike Adams, live on InfoWars.com.
Welcome to Counterthink. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Counterthink airs every Sunday, 6 p.m. Central at InfoWars.com. You can also find the episodes a couple days later at Counterthink.com. And of course, now everything's being rebroadcast at Reel.video, the YouTube alternative that I've funded and launched, where you won't be censored for being a patriot or loving your country. So check out Reel.video for more episodes of this and other shows. In fact, InfoWars is uploading episodes there as well, episodes of the Alex Jones Show broadcast and other episodes. Now, today, I got a real treat for you because I've made a list, what I call the 10 glaring contradictions of liberal think. Liberal think is like doublespeak. It's a, you know, it's a term that talks about the way liberals try to think, but when they attempt it, they fail. And in today's episode, I'm going to break down 10 examples of how their thinking utterly fails. In fact, it contradicts itself. And this is astonishing because liberals claim to be people who are smarter than everyone else, right? You've seen them. They try to make fun of conservatives. They try to poke fun in, you know, Saturday Night Live skits and other comedy skits. They try to say that Republicans are just, you know, stupid Texans and Southerners and so on. And it's nonsense. That's actually their bigotry on display. I'm from Texas. You know, I'm very capable cognitively. I run a science lab. It's a multiple mass spec, ISO accredited science lab. I've co-authored science papers that have been published and posters that are shown at science conventions. And I'm a patriot, and I voted for Trump, and I'm a Texan, and I'm a Southerner. But I'll go head-to-head with anybody on IQ, because I'm not afraid to challenge the faults of liberals' thinking, because they are insanely stupid. And I'm going to demonstrate that for you here today, how stupid liberals have become. And it's not just that they're stupid, it's that they've become dangerous because they are convinced that they are correct when they are obviously wrong. It's almost self-evident if you have a couple of brain cells still functioning inside your skull. But it's even worse than that, actually. Liberals are now arguing that the very idea of logic and reason is itself racist. You've seen this from liberal college professors. On the Campus Reform website, they've had articles on this. We've covered it at NewsTarget.com and NaturalNews.com. How these left-wing professors say that logic, in their minds, is racist, and that logic is a construct of white supremacy. So if you even try to argue with logic now, you are considered a racist bigot. Do you understand? You understand how insane that is? So you're not even allowed to debate using logic anymore without being declared a racist. Because the left's argument on just about everything is just screaming insanity, mass hysteria. That's it. They no longer have any real arguments. And the fake arguments that they put forth are easily dismantled, which is exactly what I'm going to do here in this episode of Counterthink. I've got my list of 10. As we start up the next segment, I'll go through all 10. I'll break it down for you. If you're ever in an argument with a liberal and you're being driven insane by their insanity and stupidity, you'll want to have this list because it shows you the contradictions in their arguments, shows you just how deeply they are invested in these ideas of lunacy. What they say makes no sense. Their ideas do not work. That's why liberal cities are collapsing. It's why liberal countries like Venezuela are collapsing. I mean, Haiti is practically in a state of collapse in many ways. Liberal ideas don't work. But they tell themselves they work, they tell themselves they're brilliant, and they tell themselves that everybody else is stupid, when in fact, they are so incredibly idiotic, they're just so stupid, they can't even see their own stupidity when it's pointed out to them by someone who is intelligent, someone who is rational, and because they can't win that argument, they just want to censor and ban everybody with whom they disagree. That's what censorship is all about on the left today. It's about shutting down the argument because they can't win the argument. When we come back on Counterthink, I'm going to give you the details of how to win these arguments and expose the contradictions of liberal think. Stay with us.
Warning. Take the red pill before viewing. Counterthink with Mike Adams.
Welcome back to Counterthink with Mike Adams. Today we're covering the 10 glaring contradictions of liberal think. And this is important if you have ever been left in a befuddled state by the insanity and apparent derangement of left-wing lunatics, you'll want to listen to this episode and listen to these 10 glaring contradictions. And just remember, as we get into this list, and by the way, you can watch this episode on Infowars.com, every Sunday at 6 p.m. Central, Counterthink airs. You can also watch them at real.video. But as you're watching these episodes, remember that left-wing people now are arguing that the very basis of logic and reason in their mind is racist and bigoted. You've actually got left-wing professors who say, and because philosophy was spearheaded by what they call white people throughout history, i.e., Greeks and Romans and others who they call white people. Today we would call them immigrants if they came to America. But they call them white people, so they say philosophy is racist. And then mathematicians throughout history, many of them were white people, I suppose you could say. And so leftists say, well, mathematics is racist. They say the same thing about logic. So if you're invoking logic and reason, you are now considered racist by the deranged lunatic left. And that's just the beginning. That's just one of many contradictions that they put forth because they think that everybody else is just as stupid as they are. And so they think you can't figure out that they're incredibly stupid and contradicting themselves all the time. And they act like they're intelligent. They act like, oh, they have this PhD. I got to tell you, I've met a lot of people who've gone through academia. I've met a lot of PhDs. I've taught PhDs in the lab. I run and own a laboratory, a mass spec lab. I'm a co-author of science papers, science posters. I helped develop one of the most popular cannabinoid quantitation analysis methods used in North America today. I've been around academic people. And I got to say, I'm not impressed. I am not impressed because there are a lot of people who have PhDs and frankly, they're not that smart. A PhD is a very, very narrow, it's a set of expertise in such a narrow area, but that very same person may not know a thing about nutrition, nothing about how to defend their life with a firearm, nothing about how to fix a flat tire on their car, how to drive a tractor, on a farm, how to deal with animals, how to set up a tent, nothing. I mean, they know nothing in the real world. Even they don't typically have a lot of computer skills either. I can't tell you how many times I've encountered PhDs in a laboratory environment and their software skills are just atrocious. You think, oh my God, they have a PhD. They must be brilliant, right? Not at all. I mean, there are some brilliant people with PhDs. I'm not saying there aren't, but a lot of people who have PhDs are unbelievably stupid outside their very narrow area of expertise. So it's just something to keep in mind. I would much rather hang out with somebody who's got real-world experience, who's been camping, for example, like knows how to navigate in a real world, how to read a compass and a map. That's important stuff. Somebody who knows how to repair things, a handyman around the house, is more valuable to society than some PhD that's clueless in the real world. So it's just something to keep in mind. But let me get to the list here. I'm burning time here. All right, the 10 glaring contradictions of liberal think. Number one. They claim to support diversity, but they demand conformity. So remember how they always say that they want diversity, diversity, diversity. And that means you have a bunch of people who have different points of view on things. People from different backgrounds, different religions, maybe different sexual orientations, maybe different skin color. But they should have different speech. They should have different words, different life experiences, different ways of looking at things, different ways of understanding. The left hates that. The left wants everybody to conform exactly to the latest rage demand of the left. Transgender bathrooms, LGBT children, a genital mutilation of little boys and girls to turn them into LGBT because that's progressive. And if you're opposed to that, then you're called what? A hater. Right. They demand that you allow unlimited illegal immigration into the United States of America, an invasion wave of illegal foreign nationals coming in to occupy and overthrow America. And they say, if you oppose that, you are what? Oh, you're a racist bigot. Yeah, because you oppose this idea of having your nation commit suicide. So if you defend your borders, you are called a racist. Why? Because the left doesn't want diversity. The left wants conformity. In fact, they demand it. And if you differ from the left's point of view on anything that matters, you will be screamed at, shouted down, slandered, defamed, attacked, assaulted, stalked, protested in your own front yard because they say that you don't agree with them on whatever issue, you know, a gay marriage, abortion rights, open borders, you know, anything. If they don't like your point of view, they call you a racist and a bigot. So much for diversity, right? They don't believe in diversity at all. In fact, I've seen a liberal professor argue that the very idea of cognitive diversity is a radical right-wing racist ideology. They're actually arguing this now. Yes, the party that used to demand diversity is now saying that in their minds, diversity is racist. Think about that. Let's move on. Number two, they claim to support people of color, but they discriminate against Asians in the universities across America. There is no group now that is more discriminated against in universities like Harvard and, you know, California universities and so on. UCLA, for example. There's no group more discriminated against than Asians. Asians used to be considered minorities. Asians are obviously people of color by any normal, reasonable definition of that phrase. Asians are discriminated against because, well, they do really well academically. So Harvard and Stanford and all these Ivy League universities, they've been trying to figure out how can they systematically discriminate against Asians to prevent so many Asians from coming in so they can let in more, you know, African Americans, Latinos, illegal immigrants. They love to have illegals come in as students because that's a virtue signaling thing now for universities. So they've come up with a system where they now grade people based on their social skills, and then they say that Asians aren't social. And so they penalize them for being Asian, saying that they don't have social skills. They're basically saying they are discriminating against Asians and saying that they think Asians are loners or social losers or whatever they, however they describe it. They're penalizing Asians to make sure they don't get into the university. And they're also, of course, penalizing people for being white. You know, unless you're Elizabeth Warren, in which case you lie and say you're Native American Indian and you say you're a woman of color, even though you're white, and then you get, oh, you get everything. You get handed everything. You get moved up through the system until you're a senator, even though you have no American Indian in you at all. She's not a person of color. I actually am a person of color. I actually have Native American Indian blood in me. I've posted pictures of my great-great-grandmother, who is, like, full-on Native American Indian. I mean, you can see the photo, you can see. But anyway, I'm more of a person of color than Elizabeth Warren, and yet she moved up through the ranks of the school by claiming to be a person of color. The truth is, liberal universities openly and systematically discriminate against people of color. So how can they claim to be tolerant? How can they claim to be fair? How can they claim to pursue equality when they routinely discriminate against people based on their ethnicity? You should ask that of any university. Why are you racist bigots? Because that's what universities have become in America, because they're left-wing radical universities. They decide who they want to hate and who they want to give extra bonus scores to, and they decide they want Latinos and they don't want Asians. So they just rig a reason to discriminate against Asians, and then they call that tolerance. See, another crazy contradiction in the minds of leftists. I mean, you should... Anytime you're arguing with a liberal, you should bring this up. Why do liberal universities discriminate against Asians when Asians are the most qualified for a lot of these positions because they're brilliant academically? I mean, I know I'm married to an Asian. I'm married to a Taiwanese woman who is absolutely brilliant. And when I was in college, I was competing with people from Korea and Japan and Taiwan and China and Hong Kong and other places. They are brilliant academically. Asians are, like, really, really gifted academically. So leftists have to find a way to systematically punish them for being born the way they are. Think about that. But they'll love if someone's LGBT, they're going to get right in. Oh, if they're transgender, they're going to get in. Even if their academic scores are total garbage, they're going to get in because it's a progressive signaling thing. But if you're Asian, you don't get in, even if you're the most qualified. That's leftism. We'll be back on Counterthink here with more examples of the contradictions of liberal think. Stay with us.
Countering the brain-dead propaganda of the status quo. This is Counterthink with Mike Adams, right here on InfoWars.
Welcome back to the show. In this segment, we're continuing our list of the 10 glaring contradictions of liberal think, which explains why liberals are insane, because they try to hold these contradictory ideas in their heads, and it doesn't work if you follow logic and reason. So let's go to number three on the list. Liberals claim to be tolerant, and they claim that all people have the right to be heard, but they selectively censor conservative voices across social media and video sites like YouTube. And in the New York Times, they argue that conservatives should have no right to speak in our society because they say the ideas of conservatives are dangerous. So wait a second. The First Amendment guarantees every person the right to freedom of religion, freedom of expression, free from government interference. The left says that that freedom should only be applied to those who bow down and lick the boots of liberals, who are conformists to liberal ideology, which is rooted in mass mental illness, insanity, and, of course, self-contradiction. So think about how insane this is. They say they want everybody to be heard. Well, except you and you and you. Trump supporters, conservatives, constitutionalists, you know, white people, men. Oh, did you try to just explain something, you man? Oh, you're mansplaining. If you try to explain anything as a man, now you're accused of mansplaining because liberals are completely insane. Now think about this. They also claim that all women should be heard. All women who are the victims of sexual assault should be heard. That's what Hillary Clinton said. Except not the women sexually abused by Bill Clinton. Those women should never be heard. In fact, they were attacked. They were defamed, slandered, smeared. They were brutalized by the left-wing media throughout the Clinton years and after that. So this idea that women should always be heard is, of course, never embraced by the left. They only think that certain women should be heard, but women who have been victimized by Democrats, prominent Democrats like Bill Clinton, those women should be silenced, according to the left. They also want to silence conservatives and Trump supporters and, you know, Second Amendment supporters, for example. So keep this in mind. The left doesn't actually believe in tolerance. The left doesn't actually believe in a diversity, as we covered before. The left doesn't actually believe that you should judge people by the content of their character rather than the color of their skin. The left believes in racism. They practice racism. They practice bigotry. They practice selective censorship because they have no intellectual integrity. They have no morals. They have no ethics. They are empty, twisted vessels of illogic and a lack of reason. They are demented. They're mentally ill. Let's continue on the list so I give you more examples. Check this out. This is a big one. Number four on the list of 10, leftists claim that gender can be changed in an instant, but they say that gay people are born gay and can never change. And they're using this to try to outlaw reversion therapy counseling in places like California. That's counseling where they help counsel people who are currently gay who want to become, let's say, non-gay. And there are many people who have gone through that transition experience. That counseling is about to be criminalized by the state of California under the argument that you're born gay, you can't change it, and anyone who tries to change it is abusing you. But wait a second. The same state of California and all of leftism believes that you can change your gender in an instant, like a magical wish, a magic wand. You're male and whoom, all of a sudden you're female. Or you're female, bam, suddenly you're male again. Let's say you're walking around in Target and you're a greasy old guy and you find that the men's restroom is full or maybe it's too dirty. You want to use the women's restroom. You can just go wham. In a moment, you can decide to identify as a woman. You go in and use the women's restroom. According to Target, that's okay. I wonder if Starbucks has that policy now too. Who knows? Of course, their restrooms are full of homeless drug users, so maybe you don't want to go in there unless you enjoy being splattered with blood, but You can pretend to be a woman and go into the women's restroom in Target. And then when you come out of the restroom, you can just Shazam, pretend to be a man again. Target agrees with this philosophy. So do deranged leftists. But they say you can't decide to be gay or straight. You can't change your gayness or your heterosexuality, they say. That's lunacy. I mean, you can't have it both ways. Either you can change all that in a moment. You can change your gender. You can change your preferences. Or you can't change any of it. I say, look, being gay is a preference for people. Gay people don't denounce their own biology. Gay men, for example, they have a preference for other men, but they don't pretend to be a woman, biologically speaking. Gay men simply have a preference for other men. Same thing, gay women, they know they're women, they have the biology of a woman, they don't pretend to be a man, they are just attracted to other women. That's a preference. And preferences can change. Someone could decide to be gay all of a sudden after growing up straight, for example. Someone could think they're gay in their childhood and then suddenly realize that they're heterosexual. It can change. But California and liberals say that you can't ever switch from being gay to being non-gay. That is a crazy contradiction. And these are the same people who argue, you know, get the government out of my body. Get the government out of my body when it comes to abortion. But then they want the government in your head to control what you are allowed to think about being gay or straight or bi or something like that. The government of California wants to mandate what you're allowed to think about your sexual orientation. Ponder that for a moment. And they call that, what, freedom? They're insane. They're insane. All right, let's move on to the next one. I'm going to run out of time here. Gosh. Okay, leftists say they want a green planet, right? All about things being green. But then they claim that carbon dioxide is a pollutant. Carbon dioxide is the greening molecule for our planet. Carbon dioxide is the most important gas nutrient for plants. Carbon dioxide is what makes forests green. Carbon dioxide causes forest flowers to bloom in more vibrant colors and more abundance. The higher the CO2 levels in the atmosphere, the more forest flowers you get. Carbon dioxide reclaims deserts and arid regions and turns them into food-producing regions or forests. Carbon dioxide accelerates the growth of food in food crops. Carbon dioxide feeds the world. Carbon dioxide is the accelerant. It's like oxygen for humans. Carbon dioxide for plants is like oxygen for humans. If you want a green world, you should be so pro-carbon dioxide. We have a very low level of CO2 in our atmosphere right now, barely above 400 parts per million. It's a tiny portion, very small. In fact, it's scarce and it's dangerously low. It has been in the history of the planet over 10 times higher before. But we are told by these insane, deranged, lunatic leftists who say they want a green planet. They say carbon dioxide is evil and should be eliminated. They want to get rid of it. They have no idea, apparently, that if you eliminate carbon dioxide, you would kill the plants all across the planet. You would kill the forests. You would kill the ecosystems. You would kill the animals, and you would kill human civilization. We would all become extinct if carbon dioxide were eliminated tomorrow. Leftists have no idea what they're talking about. They are delusional. They are incredibly uninformed. They're scientifically illiterate. And they are dangerous because they're convinced that CO2 is an evil molecule when it is the greening molecule for our planet. If you want a green planet, you want CO2. If you get rid of CO2, you're going to have Hoth. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Exposing the corporate media assault on your reality. It's Counterthink with Mike Adams.
All right, continuing with our list of 10 glaring contradictions of liberal think, we're going to take a look at racism again in a new way. Here's point number 6 on my list of 10. And if you've missed some of the other points, you can check out the videos at counterthink.com or real.video, or watch for this show to be broadcast every Sunday at 6 p.m. at infowars.com. Point number 6 is that liberals claim to be opposed to racism, right? You hear this all the time. They say they're not the racists, it's those conservatives and Trump supporters that are racist. But liberals single people out to judge them and punish them based on what? The color of their skin. Liberals say that white people are bad for the way they're born. They say that white people, people who have white skin color or Caucasian or not a lot of skin pigmentation, they say are evil. And how do they know that? How do they judge that? They judge it based on the color of your skin. So the very party that once claimed to honor the words of Martin Luther King Jr., who said he hopes his children grow up in a world where people are judged not by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character, that party, leftists, are now contradicting Martin Luther King Jr. And they're contradicting this very idea that people should be judged on their character. They are saying that they want to judge people on the color of their skin, and that if your skin is dark, you're automatically perceived as good. You're automatically given a voice in society by leftists. You're automatically given a student loan, a college entrance, admissions. You're automatically given a loan for a house and all these other things, a government job, a raise. You know, you got moved up in the police department in the city because you were the right color, according to leftists. But if you're white, oh, you're punished. You're denied college admissions based on the color of your skin. You're denied that government grant. You're denied the loan. You're denied the raise at work. You're denied it based on the color of your skin. The very party that claims that we should not judge people based on the color of their skin turns around and every day judges people based on the color of their skin. And if you look at what's happening online, at the race wars, you see that they are hoping that white people become extinct. There are a number of tweets on this from college professors and government workers and so on who are these white guilt, white haters. They're racist bigots. They're all Democrats. They're all leftists. And they hope that white people die. They hope that white people will be silenced. They hope that white people don't reproduce. They hope that white people will be mass murdered. They hope for genocide against white people. These people are monsters. They're deranged. They're violent, deranged lunatics. They belong in insane asylums. But they are prominent liberals. These are people who sometimes win elections. So they run for office. They're insane. That's just point number six here. Let's go to point number seven. While we still have time. Point number seven. Again, this is the 10 glaring contradictions of liberal think. Point number seven. Liberals demand equality for all, right? You've heard this, that they're worried about inequality. They need to achieve equality. But in order to achieve it, they have to punish people unequally, right? So if someone is achieving and they're the wrong color, like white, for example, well, they have to be harshly punished. Meanwhile, someone who's not achieving but is the correct color or the correct refugee status or the correct LGBT transgender status, they will be given extra credit, extra bonuses, because they have to be propped up in order to achieve equality somehow. Makes no sense, right? There was a left-wing science professor. I don't remember the name of the school, but he said that there aren't enough women in the sciences. So he has been giving out extra grade bonuses to the women in his science class. If you're a female, you get one letter grade bonus. But if you're a male, you don't get that bonus, which means, relatively speaking, you're punished for being male. So number one, think about what this says, that left-wing professors believe that women are too stupid to compete in the sciences, that they have to be given extra credit because they can't figure out science solutions on their own. That in the minds of leftists, they say that women are too stupid to compete with men. That's discriminatory, but that's the way leftists think. They also say that you can't judge people, you can't judge their gender based on looking at them. But somehow this professor magically could determine someone's gender just by looking at them. Because what? Did he go around the classroom and ask everybody, do you self-identify as a male? Do you self-identify as a female? Are you a frolicking unicorn leprechaun? What are you? No, he didn't ask all that. And besides, according to the left, there's a whole spectrum of gender. So how can you decide to only give people bonuses if they're, quote, female, when there could be someone who's like an Elfie Fairy, which is somewhere in between male and female on the gender spectrum of 87 genders? Does that person get 0.75%? You know, do they get like 75% of the bonus? Or how much of your female genderness do you have to profess to have at that moment? Or how about this? Couldn't the males in his class just say, hey, professor, today I self-identify as a female, give me the bonus grade, and then tomorrow after you do the grading, I'm going to revert to being a male? Because according to the left, that is totally acceptable. So you see how all of this breaks down into total nonsense. When liberals try to apply their nonsensical, delusional rules, it breaks down into nonsense. Nothing is consistent. Nothing has any basis in reality. Nothing is even relatively logical to anything else in liberalism. Everything is just whatever they want at the moment. They just make it up. They want women to have better grades. They think who they think are women. They just give them higher grades. They don't even know if those women are actually women in their own minds. They have no idea. But this is the way college professors think because they're radical, liberal, insane leftists. And that's the point of this whole list. So remember, in order to achieve equality for all, leftists have to punish people unequally. So they have to punish achievers. They have to punish you for being white, let's say. Or in universities across America, they have to punish you for being Asian because Asians are really smart, generally speaking. Asians do well academically, so they are selectively singled out for punishment by leftists. Okay, looks like I've got more than 10 on this list, but I think I have a bonus item here. Let's go to number 8. Leftists claim to support the lives of children, especially when it comes to families at the border. But they demand that the lives of unborn children be terminated at will, including post-birth abortion, which they describe as their right to murder a child even after the child has been born. Post-birth abortions are promoted by leftists. Some leftists believe that they should have the right to kill children up to age 5. And they argue this by saying that the child is not aware, is not self-conscious, is not, you know, integrated in the environment. Well, by that standard, I guess there's a whole lot of people that they would kill because there are people in comas, there are people in the hospital, there are people who are just meditating and zoning out. Does the left think that those people should be killed too because they're not responding to the environment at that moment? Truth is, developing babies who are inside the bodies of their mothers do respond to their environments. They kick and move in response to voice and sounds and drum beats. Babies are very responsive. But leftists are too stupid to realize that, see? So they think that life is precious if it's a refugee life at the border, a screaming child. But life is valueless, they say, if it's a child nearly born inside the body of a white American. How do you reconcile that? You can't. Leftists are insane. They don't value life at all. They really only value the refugees and the migrants and the illegal aliens because they see them as future voters. They don't have any actual value placed on those lives. They just want the votes. In fact, if that child crossing the border was just, you know, a few years or a few months younger, leftists would be happy to murder that child in the name of abortion. And they would give that woman a prize or recognition. Here, have a t-shirt. You had an abortion. Aren't you proud? You're part of the feminist movement now. You're a good woman. That's what they would say. So don't think leftists care anything about children. They care nothing for children. They care nothing for life. They only care about their own political power. And they're willing to use any insane argument imaginable in order to achieve that power and try to protect that power at all costs. Leftists have no ethics, no morals, no consistent philosophy. They are deranged lunatics. I'll cover more, the final part of this, when we come back.
Prepare to discard your mental blinders. Counterthink with Mike Adams is now live on InfoWars.com.
Welcome back to Counterthink, and here's another great example of the contradictions of leftists who, remember, to be a liberal, you have to hold contradictory ideas in your head at the same time and somehow believe them both, even though logically they can't go together. And here's another one of those. Leftists believe, they say there's no difference between men and women because they demand equality. You know, women's rights, feminism. But then they say that gender is a social construct, it's a made-up thing, that you're assigned a gender at birth in an arbitrary fashion, and they say that men are bad. Wait a second. I thought you said that men and women are not different. I thought you said that gender was a social construct, a made-up thing. I thought you said that when a child is born, that they're born without a gender and that the gender is, quote, assigned at birth arbitrarily by the doctor, which is why states like Oregon, I think, or other insane left-wing states now want to have birth certificates that are genderless. I mean, imagine the insanity of that. Just complete nullification of biological reality, like you're born genderless. That's what left-wing parents want in places like Oregon. But then they say, but aside from all that, men are bad. Well, wait a second. The very definition of a man or a woman, according to you, is simply an idea. It's simply a mood. It's simply a momentary, fleeting decision that you can reverse in the next moment. One moment, you're a man. One moment, you want to go into the women's restroom in Target, so you decide to be a woman. Now you're a woman, according to the left. You are actually a woman, according to the left. And they think you can get pregnant. They think you have ovaries and eggs and a womb and everything. They left-wing, believe me, young left-wing liberals, they actually think that men can get pregnant because they've been shown these lies by CNN and other news organizations that they'll take a transgender biological woman who now claims to be a man who got pregnant as a woman, and they'll say, look, this man is pregnant. And they'll report that as news because they're insane and because they're trying to confuse the youth. They're trying to confuse the issue. They're trying to obliterate biological reality because they cannot win in a world that is rooted in logic and reason and reality. So they have to try to destroy all those things. And this whole transgenderism nonsense is one of their efforts to destroy reality, to nullify logic and reason. You know, a baby is born. You could see. Look at the genitals, people. The baby's born male or female. This is not that hard to figure out. It's not that they're assigned that at birth, which is what deranged leftists say. They have been developing as a male or a female from the very first moment of conception. The genetics are different. The chromosomes are different. And the phenotype development of the fetus is determined based on the chromosomes, XY versus XX. That baby, if he's born male, has been a male from day one, you know, for 9+ months. If she's born female, she's been a female the whole time. You can't change it with a wish. Sorry, doesn't work that way. They have been developing as either a male or a female since the moment of conception. But leftists claim that there's no such thing as real gender. They claim biology is fake. I mean, think about that. They claim biology is fake, that your wishes are what's real, but that somehow men are bad, even though they cannot define the definition of a man in their own social construct. What is the definition of a man? According to them, it's someone who just momentarily believes they're a man. Well, then how can men be bad? Because someone can decide not to be a man, according to them. So just it makes no sense. It is illogical, circular, non-reasoning. That's what they engage in all the time. All right, I got a couple more here. I've got, this is the 10th one, and then we'll have a bonus discussion after that because I thought of one more thing to add here. Number 10, leftists claim that restoring power to individuals is bad because individuals might make bad decisions. So they want government to tell people how to live. But government is run by individuals. And those individuals have far less information about you and your life and your local circumstances than you do. So in other words, leftists, they don't want individuals making decisions at the point where that can be the most efficient decision. They want individuals under the guise of a big, powerful, tyrannical government making decisions with the inefficiency of a lack of knowledge, a lack of information about your particular circumstances. In other words, they want centrally planned economies. They want government to be your nanny. They want to tell you what to drink, what to eat, what to think, what to wear, where to live, how to talk, everything. Because they say that you cannot make individual decisions yourself. They want to ban big gulp sodas because they think you're too stupid to not keep drinking soda until you become obese and diabetic. And that might be true for a few people. But by and large, people have better information right here, right now, in their own personal space, better information about what to do with their lives than the government could ever have. So if you move those decisions off the individual and over to some centrally planned economic monstrosity or bureaucracy, you end up with very bad decisions, you end up with inefficiencies, you end up with a loss of quality of life, a loss of individual liberty, and an overzealous, overpowering tyrannical government regime that demands your absolute obedience. And that is exactly what leftists want. They don't want a democracy. Leftists don't want a free society. Leftists want a bureaucratic, authoritarian police state that they control, that they can tell you how to live your life. And they want it rooted in all these other things that I mentioned, all these delusions, the delusion that gender can be changed at any moment, the delusion that leftists aren't racist when they're the ones discriminating against Asians and white people. All these delusions, the delusion that they want a green planet, but they want to ban carbon dioxide, which is the greening molecule. You know, these delusions, if leftists actually got what they wanted, they would destroy our civilization. They would destroy our planet. That's probably the takeaway from all this. Let me say it again. If leftists got what they wanted, if all their demands were met, they would literally extinguish all life on our planet. Just by getting rid of carbon dioxide alone, that would kill everything. You'd be dead inside of 30 days. Plants would be dead, you know, in a few days. Animals would die off. Everything would die off. So if leftists got what they wanted, it would equal mass destruction, the annihilation of life on our planet. Thank God we're pushing back against them. Thank God we're not letting leftists determine government policy and science policy and everything else. They're into self-annihilation. They're into destruction. They are a suicide cult. I mean, truly, it's the best way to understand leftists. They are a deranged, destructive suicide cult for humanity. And if they got what they wanted, they would destroy everything that we value. Life, liberty, happiness, health, sustainability, all these things, logic, reason. They would destroy them all. All right, little bonus item here. Here's something else. Think about this. When leftists win elections, they claim that everyone must cede power to the victor of that election. They say, well, the people have spoken. That this person, let's say Obama, won the election, and he's in charge, and you have to do what he says. Right? We've all seen that. When leftists don't win elections, they claim the outcome is illegitimate. They say, oh my God, Trump won. They claim that the will of the people cannot be trusted. Or they say all the people who voted for Trump are all racists and Nazis. So you see the contradiction here. When they win elections, it's, oh, the will of the people have spoken. We must abide by this candidate. When they don't win elections, they're like, oh no, it's illegitimate, doesn't count. Have to overthrow that president, they say. And that's what they've been trying to do ever since. In other words, leftists are incapable of participating in a free society. And I've said this before, but it's worth repeating. Leftists are incapable of participating in a free society. They have no reason. They have no logic. They have no respect for the rule of law. They have no respect for the rules of elections. They're not qualified to be part of a democratic society or a constitutional republic or a representational society. Nothing. They are lunatics. And they're really more appropriately, they're a better fit for countries like North Korea or communist China, or Venezuela for that matter, where it's just an authoritarian, tyrannical government regime that just demands absolute obedience and then just murders and organ harvests from everybody who disagrees with the government. That's what China does. That's where leftists should go live, because that's the society they demand. They don't want to live in a society rooted in reason. They want to live in an insane asylum run by authoritarian left-wing tyrants who are incapable of participating in civil society. And that, my friends, is why we must defeat leftists at every opportunity, at every election. Never let Democrats have power over your life, because they will end it. They will destroy everything you value. They will destroy your country, your health, your freedoms, your liberty, your voice, your very existence. Never let Democrats have power over you. Thank you for watching. This is Mike Adams, Health Ranger, counterthink.com, infowars.com. Check out the episodes also rerunning at real.video.